Asked me a question. Actually, Jeremy Pack asked me the question. Old-time member of the Summer Kollel. He asked me the din of pre-cut fruit in non-kosher grocery stores. This is a very common shaila. So, can one buy it? Is it preferable to buy from a kosher store? Preferable to buy them not cut at all? So, what's the din? So, whenever it comes with knives, it's always a challenging topic. How knives work. There are always two main issues when dealing with knives. Number one is the tam, the taste that's embedded in the knife, and number two is and the mamashus. Any of the filth, the dirt, the nevelis, the chevelis that might still be on the knife. So we're not going to address the tam so much, the taste that's embedded. Just things keep in mind. Whenever you have knives dealing with sharp food, such as onions and the like, that's always going to be a challenge. No matter how long it's been since you last used the knife with some type of treif or fleishiks or milchiks, the combination of a knife with a sharp onion has the ability to bring that food, that tam, back to life. So we're not going to focus so much on the tam because we're not dealing with sharp foods. We're dealing with fruit. Fruit are typically not sharp. So we're going to ignore the tam element, at least for today. So now, mamashus, there is a Rashi in Chulin Daf Chesma Beis where he points out, I'm trying to pull it up quickly right here. I got a Gemara Chulin. Rashi says an interesting line. He points out that Iyavshar ledofne asakin below shamnunis. It's impossible that the sides or even the serrated part of a knife doesn't have any shamnunis, any fat, any residue. So that's a given. It must have some fat, some residue on it. So we're concerned now that he maybe used the knife to cut meat, to cut fish, to cut something that wasn't kosher, and now he's cutting the fruit. Now you're going to get the shamnunis, the residue of the treif, into the fruit. Is that going to be a problem? So there are a few ways how one could clean a knife even before dressing whether it's clean or not. So number one is something called ni'itza. Ni'itza, some of you might remember, maybe your mothers or fathers put some knives in the flower pot. I grew up with like pots, silverware growing out of my flower pot. So it's misunderstood how that exactly works. There is a concept of dragging it into the ground a few times, a few places to clean out. That's reserved for different situations, not for this. So that's one way to clean it, hard dirt to clean the shamnunis off the knife. The Shulchan Aruch implies in Siman Tzadivav that he's talking about a knife that's not clean. He says, Shelo kinuach. Implying had it been clean, it's enough to simply wipe it clean, that would be sufficient. And the Shach writes, by simply inspecting a knife, that's enough of a grounds to realize it's clean. So if you clean a knife, if you scrub a knife, and you look at the knife, you inspect it, there's no shamnunis, that's certainly fine. So you could take a non-kosher knife and clean it and use it to cut your fruit. That's completely fine. The problem here, of course, is you're not inspecting the knife. I've had the shaila before. People go, fishing, and they go out fishing, and some guy with a knife, the sailor, whatever you call him, the fisherman, he cuts the knife with the kosher fish or the non-kosher fish. Can he use that same knife, or do you have to bring your own knife? So if you bring a towel and he cleans it, or whatever they use to clean it, and you inspect it, you're allowed to use that, because since there's nothing sharp, no tam, no taste is going to be embedded. All you care about it being clean. So if you clean it and you make sure it's clean, you're allowed to use it for cutting kosher fish, so too for cutting fruit as well. Now, the Darche Tshuva says that we're under the assumption that a stam knife is clean. People don't put their knives away and their drawer dirty. They clean it before they put it back. So a stam knife is typically clean. The problem is, this is in a restaurant. It's in a grocery store. They're continually cutting this and cutting that. Is there any grounds to rely on their knife if you haven't inspected it? If you inspected it and it's clean, there's not a shiloh. But you're not going to go to the store and say, let me look your knife before you start cutting my fruit. That's not really an option. You're buying the fruit that's already pre-cut. So what's the din? So there's a mefurish Shulchan Aruch in Siman Sadi Vav, Siv Dalad, the Mechaber says as follows. May lemons, which is lemon juice, shemivin ha'ov de kochavim, that they go and bring big buckets of lemon juice, v'chein chatichas dag maliach, or some salted fish, shemivin ha'ov de kochavim, b'chavios mutarn. You're allowed to, even though they've been chopped up, you're allowed to use it. Ah, we don't know where the knife has been, you're allowed to use it, says the Mechaber. Rama adds, mipnei shemivin harbi b'yachad, they bring a lot of it together, the afim nesu miktsasin, even though perhaps the first few cuts of their treif knife got the lemons and the fish treif, still, he says, shenechtechu berishona imsakin shagoyim, they use the goyish or the treif knife initially, nisbalu bacherm hanechtechim acharkim. What happens is, we assume the shamnunis, the fat, only remains after the first few cuts. After the first few cuts, it already cleaned it. You're cutting a watermelon. That watermelon's pretty hard. Or a honeydew or cantaloupe. By cutting it, it's going to remove the shamnunis. Eventually, it's going to be clean. So now I've got a big barrel of cut-up watermelon, cut-up honeydew. So yes, there might be three or four pieces that might have some residue, some treif. but I've got a huge vat of other cut pieces. It's going to be bittul b'shishim, easily. A lot more than that which is treif there. So Rama says, again, nispalu b'chem hanechtachim, it's bittul with the other cut pieces, achakim, shenin nesu, the later pieces that were cut were not aser, ki kvar nisbatel tam hasakim, it was already bittul when you cut the first few, v'lachein kula mutarim, therefore it's all permitted, v'chol kiyotu b'zo, anything similar to this. Lachen, he gives an example. Ochlin b'ksas mekoma, some place have a practice, they eat shekorin kumpasht. Maybe it's cucumbers, I'm not exactly sure what that is. Af agav the paris v'chatuch, even though it's been cut up in the pieces by the grocery guy, it's allowed. However, yesh mekomos shemachmirin b'zeh v'ein l'shanos haminug. There are certain places that were machmir with regards to cut up fruit, cut up cucumbers, and you should be machmir if that is your practice. Now, there's a whole discussion here. Lemons is something davar charif. So how is that allowed? Even if davar charif, we said, even if it's clean from shamnunis, there's still time the lemons is continuing to take out. So there are a few answers brought down by the Shach, three of them. One's relevant for us. One answer is that some hold, even by a radish. A radish, it's known as the classical case of a davar charif. That's what the Gemara says. There are even some who hold that a radish does not have the ability to extract time if it's been more than 24 hours. So that's one reason you can make it. Number two is some say only a davar charif is rather only tznon, only radish is considered a davar charif. Lemons might not be considered a davar charif. And a third reason why lemons might be different, because the Shach says they use a kli meyuchan, a special utensil, just for cutting lemons. They don't use it with the fish or the treif meat. It's just meant for lemons, and therefore that's a third reason why you can be makel. So we're not concerned with the tam, because we're talking about fruit. There's no issue of charif, davar charif. But the idea of a kli meyuchad, a special utensil just for melon, just for fruit, that is very relevant for us. So this being the case, the base in the Ramah says, number one, is even if it's a treif knife, after the first few cuts, everything else is permitted. The knife is now clean. And on top of that, many places have a special utensil used just for melon, just for cutting fruit, and there may not be a concern anyways. So therefore, the Ramah concludes, outside of davar charif, if you're buying shar dvarim she'enim charifim, that are not sharp, could go in tapuchim, such as apples, oliftos, yevashim, some other type of whatever the food is, nogin behem heter, you're allowed to have a heter, ve'ein lahachmer klal, there is no reason to be machmer. Again, number one is because it's something that is not a davar charif, we're not considered of tam. Number two is because after the first few cuts, everything else is mutter, and then everything else is batel. And number three is based on the shach, oftentimes they use a kli meyuchad. So Rabbi Forrest, when he quotes this discussion, he says, he asked Rabbi Yasha what he felt about this, and he said that one could assume that a separate knife is used, or at least a clean knife is used, and therefore you're allowed to buy cut-up fruit from a grocery. It's completely permitted. However, that's only true if you're going to a grocery store. If you're going to a restaurant, that's not the case, because in the back of the restaurant, oftentimes they'll use the same knife to cut treif, and to cut fish, and to cut melons. All the knives are being mixed together. A grocery store, they're just cutting the back, seemingly just the same fruit over and over again. So this heter only applies, and it's lechachila, applies to cut fruit in a grocery store, but not to get confused with a restaurant. Now, on that topic, our force goes into another discussion. Some might want to extend the heter buying cut fruit to cut vegetables, cut salads. You go to a salad bar where they don't have any fish, they're not selling fish, not selling anything treif, it's just salad bar alone, but there's no hashkacha. Can you buy from them? It seemingly would be the same thing. Right? Four says there are several reasons why a person should not go to a salad bar. Number one is, he says, that there are bugs in oftentimes the vegetables. So if you're getting fruit, vegetables that don't have bugs, then that's one okay. But then they oftentimes have dressing. The dressing isn't kosher. Oh, you're getting no dressing. Still, maybe they're going to mix the different kalim with dressing on it. And number three, there's going to be issues of maris ayin, because oftentimes the salad bar is in one section, and there's another section where they're serving treif, and therefore you should not go into the restaurants because of maris ayin. So this heter to buy pre-cut fruit is only true if you're going to a grocery store, but not to any form of a restaurant. Tomorrow we're going to talk about, someone asked me a question about these...